This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
My Life Magazine is brought to you by Hamilton County DD Services. Hello and welcome to the fall edition of My Life Magazine. My Life is a publication of the Hamilton County Developmental Disabilities Services, HCDDS. Our magazine empowers people with independent life skills, shares success stories, and promotes opportunities for advocacy and making connections. It's created by and for people with developmental disabilities. Hi there, I'm Charlie Van Sant. So glad to have you stop by for our fall edition. In the table of contents for this month, I'm a winner. Malachi Lewis Bird is an honorary spokesperson for Autism Speaks and shares his story on a national stage. But when he was younger, many people, including doctors, dismissed his potential. However, with dedication from his mom, teachers, and support team, Malachi is a self-confident young adult who is thriving in his community. Picking a provider. Many people with disabilities get services from independent or agency providers. Our experts share tips and recommendations to find the right fit for your needs. United We Fan. Four local superfans talk about their experiences meeting celebrities and connecting with other fans at GalaxyCon, Days of the Dead, and other pop culture conventions. Finding strength through heartache. Amy Hayden was in an abusive relationship for 8 years. She relied on her resiliency to break free and finally see her self-worth. Now she's an active advocate helping others. And in every issue, news and notes, Leah's letter, news advocacy, awards, mobile social services, voting, and more, my voice. Meet five local advocates, five questions with radio host Ebony J. Enjoy fall foliage in the parks, self-care as the seasons change, and upcoming events. It's all in the fall edition of My Life Magazine. Glad you could come and join us. Up top, Leah's Letter, our fall 2023 issue of My Life, is special. It marks the two-year anniversary of this magazine. We are thrilled with our community's embrace of empowering stories by and for people with disabilities. As usual, this issue is packed with articles to inspire you to connect with others in meaningful ways. Advocate Amy Hayden shares a powerful personal essay about finding her strength and breaking free from an abusive relationship. In our cover story, you'll meet Malachi Lewis Bird, whose confidence soared during his teen years. His journey is remarkable. He went from not speaking as a young child to sharing his story on a national stage. We're also excited about our interview with local radio host Ebony J. She's built her brand around using her voice to create community and memorable experiences for her listeners. One of our stories explores the increasingly popular comic conventions. Several people shared what it was like meeting their favorite celebrities and connecting to other fans. And in another article, Karen Sherman, Assistant Director of Quality for HCDDS, gives practical advice so you can find a service provider who fits your needs. As the leaves turn color and a crisp breeze fills the air, it's a perfect time to hit the trails. We have a list of must-try hiking spots in Hamilton County's great parks. The changing seasons are also a fantastic time to check in with yourself. HCDDS staff psychologist Dr. Lauren Jones shares some of her favorite self-care tips. You may also notice that we've expanded the number of pages and modernized our design. I hope you love this issue as much as I do, and thank you for 2 years of support. In news and notes, celebrating impactful advocacy. Congratulations to Alicia Hopkins, Dr. Courtney Reese and Melinda Gabelman, the inaugural winners of our John Romer Advocacy Award. The award recognizes people whose exceptional advocacy work on behalf of themselves and others has made a significant impact on their community. Advocate Alicia Hopkins. Alicia Hopkins uses her paintings and drawings to advocate for people with disabilities and the direct support crisis. She meets with Ohio legislators about the critical need for higher wages for workers who support people with disabilities. This issue is super important, she said. Hopkins also is on the National Steering Committee for the LINC Center, which aims to improve the quality of life for people with disabilities and mental health conditions. Professional Dr. Courtney Reese. Dr. Courtney Reese is the associate principal at the Height Center of Excellence, a specialized school that serves students with autism and other disabilities. She has been relentless in fulfilling her mission of providing equal and equitable educational opportunities to all students. At the Height Center, Dr. Reese plays a key role in creating a safe and conducive learning environment for students on the autism spectrum. She also helped create programs that foster social and emotional learning for students. Honorable mention, Melinda Gabelman. Melinda Gabelman has been a strong advocate throughout her adult life. She was a founding member of the Consumer Advisory Council at Ohio Valley Goodwill and enjoys educating people about Prader-Willi syndrome. People don't know about it and how serious it is. I think it's important for them to understand how it can affect people's lives, she said. Gabelman also has been an active public speaker in support of voting, accessible transportation, and the rights of all people with disabilities. Thank you to everyone who submitted nominations for the inaugural award. We received 24 nominations for 15 people. HCDDS created this award to honor the legacy of John Romer, our longtime advocacy director, and the immeasurable impact he had on so many lives. A feel-good time. The Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, CABVI, and Northside Distilling Company recently released Volume 2 of the Braille Bourbon Whiskey Series, a hand-selected 108-proof single-barrel bourbon with Braille on the label. Each bottle costs $74.99 and can be ordered online at northsidedistilling.com. Again, that's northsidedistilling.com. Exercise your right to vote. Every year, Americans vote for policies and politicians that will affect our lives, whether it's a local school levy, a statewide issue, or the President of the United States. We all have a fundamental right to let our voices be heard. The general election is Tuesday, November 7. You must be at least 18 years old and registered to vote to participate in the democratic process. The deadline to register to vote is 30 days before an election, which is October 10th this year. You can register by mail or online. Once you are registered, the Board of Elections will send you information about where to vote if you choose to vote in person on Election Day. If you need accessible options to vote in Ohio, you can request to have your ballot sent to you by mail, absentee, and you can send it back by mail. Have a trusted person assist you with voting in person. Some voting machines have audio features that will read the ballot to you. Utilize curbside voting. You can request that a paper ballot be brought to your car to be filled out. Two people will bring the ballot to you, one representing each major political party. The November general election is approaching soon. Remember, it's your right to vote, and you can make your voice heard. Learn more at votehamiltoncountyohio.gov. Again, that's votehamiltoncountyohio.gov. A spike in SNAP fraud. Hamilton County is seeing an increase in SNAP benefits fraud. If you experience fraud, follow these steps to report. Report the theft to the SNAP Fraud Hotline. The number is 513-946-2217. Again, that's 513-946-2217. Or go online to the Job and Family Services website, hcjfs.org. That's hcjfs.org. Number two, report theft to the HCDDS MUI department via email, muip@hamiltondds.org. That's muip@hamiltondds.org. You can call Ohio EBT at 1-866-386-3071. Again, that's 1-866-386-3071 to let them know your card was hacked and a new card is needed. You'll also need to complete a form requesting a replacement of stolen benefits. Contact your service and support administrator or call the HCDDS Benefits Team at 513-794-3300 for help. Again, that's the HCDDS Benefits Team at 513-794-3300. And a picture bringing services to you. It's a picture of the 513 Relief Bus, a major medical and social services vehicle that provides an array of resources for Hamilton County residents. It removes barriers such as access to transportation or technology. Each stop includes representatives from different agencies who can help with everything from health care to enrolling in relief programs. The 513 Relief Bus moves all around Hamilton County. You can find out about upcoming stops at 513relief.org/bus. I'll say that one more time. It's 513relief.org/bus, B-U-S. And you're listening to the fall edition of My Life Magazine from the Hamilton County Developmental Disabilities Services, HCDDS. I'm Charlie Van Sant. As always, I'm very happy that you could drop by and share some time with me. In features, choosing a provider to fit your needs. This is by Karen Sherman. Trying to find the right provider can be overwhelming. In Hamilton County, we have nearly 1,000 independent and agency providers that are accepting referrals. These are certified waiver providers, but many are willing to accept private pay. You have the right to choose which provider you feel will best support you. But how do you find the right provider and know what services are available? Well, we have some tips and recommendations to finding the right provider for you. Our language is confusing. It can be difficult to figure out what is included in a service and how this support might be useful in your life. Work with your Service and Support Administrator, SSA, to make sure you understand what funding is available, if you have a waiver, and what services might meet your needs. Communication is key. Once you begin receiving services, make sure you communicate if things aren't going well or if you want something done differently. Also, did your DSP go above and beyond? Make sure they hear how they are making a difference. Interview your potential provider to ensure you align with their philosophy, mission, and feel comfortable with the direct support professionals, DSPs, with whom you will be working. Some good questions might include, what does a day in your program look like? Who would I be working with if I choose your company? What is important to you? What are your pet peeves? What would exceptional services look like? Keep in mind, the best DSPs are those that love their work. Check in with your DSP to see if there is anything they aren't comfortable with, like pets or safety concerns. Paying for services. people with disabilities can pay for services in different ways. One way is a Medicaid waiver, which helps people receive care in their homes and communities. Medicaid waivers have different requirements and funding levels for allowed services. Your Service and Support Administrator, SSA, can share more information with you about waivers. And do you need help finding a provider? These websites can help. The Ohio Department of DD Provider Search, and the website is dodd.ohio.gov, that's .gov/your-family. Again, Ohio Department of DD Provider Search. The website, dodd.ohio.gov/your-family. The Hamilton County DD Services Provider Search, providersearch.myhcdds.org. Again, the Hamilton County DD Services Provider Search, providersearch.myhcdds.org. Provider Guide. It has service provider reviews. Could be helpful for you. That site, providerguideplus.com. Again, providerguideplus.com. Up next, connecting at conventions. Comic and pop culture expos are a fantastic way to connect with other fans. This is by Anna Leah Swafford and Lisa Danford. Comic books and fantasy movies are a perfect way to escape into another world, and they often have a loyal legion of followers. Every year, thousands of people flock to comic conventions and fan expos for a unique opportunity to dress up as favorite characters or meet celebrities. It's a wonderful way to connect with other people to celebrate a shared love of pop culture. Ben Miller attended GalaxyCon in Columbus last December. "I had never been to a convention before, so this was a great opportunity," he said. "I met Charles Martinet, the original voice of Nintendo's Mario, Steve Whitmire, the voice of Kermit the Frog, and others. He also participated in a panel with Jodie Benson, the original voice of Ariel in The Little Mermaid, and got to ask a question." Anna Leah Swafford also attended GalaxyCon and dressed up as Padme Amidala from Star Wars. Her favorite part was a photo opportunity with Matt Lanter, who is the voice of Anakin Skywalker in The Clone Wars. "I had him hold my lightsaber while I was using the Force," she said. As a huge fan of horror, Michael Ginn had a blast at Days of the Dead in Indianapolis. He met actors from Friday the 13th, Halloween, and Night of the Living Dead. "Everyone was very nice," he said. "They would spend time to talk to us and shared stories about making the movies." Amy Hayden traveled to Knoxville for the Fanboy Expo in July to meet Holly Marie Combs, an actress on the TV shows Charmed and Pretty Little Liars, and other celebrities. "We met Ron Simmons, a legend and Hall of Fame wrestler, and got to do a special skit with him on video," she said. "I love how all the celebrities take time to make their fans feel really special and give you something to remember." Now, there is a list of some of the big conventions around the area, and I'll share them with you. Up next is the GalaxyCon Columbus, December 1 through 3 in Columbus, and GalaxyCon is a 3-day festival of fandom with celebrities, artists, writers, creators, and fan groups. You can join fans from across the galaxy and celebrate comic books, pop culture, sci-fi, fantasy, anime, gaming, cosplay, and more. A single-day pass runs from $40 to $60. A weekend pass, $110 to $299. Fan Expo Cleveland, April 12 through 14 in Cleveland. Fan Expo Cleveland is the go-to event for sci-fi, horror, anime, and gaming. It's a place to celebrate all things pop culture. Get an autograph or a photo with your favorite celebrity and attend panels to get the inside scoop on your favorite movies and TV shows. A single-day pass runs from $23 to $38. A weekend pass runs from $79 to $299. Days of the Dead, July 5 through 7 in Indianapolis. Days of the Dead celebrates all things horror and pop culture with personal experiences for all fans. The convention features live musical performances, costume contests, a film festival, Q&A panels, and more. A single-day pass runs from $35 to $40. A weekend pass is $80. Cincinnati Comic Expo, October 18 through 20 at Sharonville. The Queen City's premier comic convention unites artists, actors, writers, cosplayers, and fans. The event celebrates the best in comic books, fantasy, gaming, collectibles, cosplay, steampunk, and pop culture. There's a temporary location for 2024 and 2025 due to renovations. A single-day pass, $30 to $35. A weekend pass, $60 to $109. And event prices are subject to change. This is My Life Magazine, a publication of HCDDS, the Hamilton County Developmental Disabilities Services. I'm Charlie Van Sant. Thank you so much for stopping by. Up next, Against the Odds, Malachi Lewis Bird didn't speak until he was four. Now he uses his voice and his story to inspire others. This is by Lisa Danford. Because I'm a winner, Malachi Lewis Bird proudly says of why he bought himself a trophy as a high school graduation gift. At 21, Lewis Bird has been through his share of challenges. He has autism and didn't speak until the age of four. Now he's a recent graduate from the Pathways program, has a job at a restaurant, and is an honorary spokesperson for the national organization Autism Speaks. Lewis Bird was born November 11, 2001. His birthday is Veterans Day, which is fitting because his mom, Noni, is a United States Army veteran. When he was only 18 months old, Noni was sent to Kuwait as part of Operation Iraqi Freedom. When I got home from deployment, I noticed Malachi regressed, she said. I talked to his doctor. She said that he was having separation issues, and I was a bad mother for leaving him. A year later, Lewis Bird's daycare provider, who was also a nurse, suggested that he might have autism. A doctor at Cincinnati Children's confirmed the diagnosis, and they began occupational, physical, and speech therapy. After that time, Noni left her full-time active military duty in the Army National Guard for reserve status to dedicate more time to her son. At the time of his diagnosis, autism awareness was a relatively new concept. Even some of their family dismissed it and said nothing was wrong. People were apprehensive and didn't really know how to help, and there was a lot of undercover bias because we are a family of color, Noni said. It was hard to get resources, but I looked at it like, how do we get Malachi to live the best life that he can? When he started school, Lewis Bird says he remembers being sad because people were mean and bullying him in the classroom. That all changed when the family moved to the Indian Hill School District in 2006. It's where he says he learned to smile and be happy. They created a program with everything he needed, Noni said. In those years at Indian Hill, Malachi just blossomed, and that's when his speech started to develop. He also watched a lot of movies and television shows to understand people's body language and social situations. Malachi is an exceptional young person, said Robert Long, who was Lewis Bird's transition consultant in his teenage years. As he's grown, his self-esteem and self-confidence have soared. The challenges that Malachi faced have never stopped him from living the life he wants. As he got older, Lewis Bird and his mom became more involved with Autism Speaks. In 2023, their story was part of a national Be Kind campaign that also featured celebrities like Jack Black. People from all over the world reached out after hearing that story. He also thrived in the Pathways to Employment vocational program at the Hamilton County Educational Service Center. He learned about budgeting, explored different jobs, and practiced other independence and life skills. Malachi is a very hard worker. He loves working with others and is very social, said Pathways instructor Leah Sears. He excels at his job at Luigi's in Mason, where he cleans the restaurant and wants to keep working. Lewis Bird also makes time for his hobbies, going to parks, shopping at Trader's World, collecting fun socks, and spending time with his girlfriend, Joni. It's been surreal watching Malachi go from being a timid child who was bullied and didn't speak to now going out and just talking to everybody, Noni said. He just cannonballs into life. And this is My Life magazine for fall of 2023, a publication of the Hamilton County Developmental Disability Services, HCDDS. I'm Charlie Van Sant. Hi there. Good to see you. Finding My Strength Through Heartache. This is by Amy Hayden. We had already broken up and Ray got angry with me again. He took out a pocket knife and stabbed the air mattress I was on at the time. Next time that'll be you, he said. Ray had a lot of anger problems, but at first I thought he truly cared about me. It took time to realize that he wasn't going to change. So I had to rely on my resiliency to get out of an abusive relationship and make a better life for myself. During our 8-year relationship, things would be good for a while and then change for the worse. He spent a lot of time screaming or calling me names. Sometimes Ray would get so angry he'd punch holes in our wall. Other times he would backhand me in the face, punch my shoulder, or grab my throat. The pain was so unbearable, it felt like my soul was shattered. All I wanted was to be loved. Eventually, I started cutting myself to relieve the emotional pain. My friends were concerned, and I told a trusted staff member what was happening to me. Getting out of this relationship was hard. It took 5 different breakups until I was finally done with Ray. Once I was free of all the hurt he put me through, I was able to focus on healing myself one day at a time. Every day, I made myself get out of bed and surround myself with people who cared about me. I had support from friends, my church, staff, and others who escaped domestic violence. My support system, which I called Amy's Army, meant the world to me. Throughout my relationship with Ray, I was so confused about what real love was. I promised myself to never let anybody treat me like that again. Someone who loves you doesn't try to control you or make you feel bad. Everyone deserves to be loved, cared for, and respected. I learned that I deserve better. Today, I'm in a happy, healthy relationship and engaged to be married. And a reminder that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. If you or someone you know needs help, the YWCA of Cincinnati offers a 24-hour crisis counseling, safety planning, risk assessment, information, and support for survivors. Call 513-872-9259. Again, that's 513-872-9259 to connect to a counselor. Or you can text 513-436-3606. Again, the text number is 513-436-3606. And you can find additional resources at ywcacincinnati.org. That's ywcacincinnati.org. Up next, My Voice. Hear from the people in your community. Each issue of My Life features 5 people who live in Hamilton County. They share their interests, what issues are important to them, how they improve the community, their proudest accomplishments, and more. Kevin Richards of Coleraine Township, 29 years old. I help make my community better as part of Citizens on Patrol, COP. I take out the COP car and drive around Coleraine Township. If we see an accident or a fight between neighbors, we report it to the police. I have been doing it since 2017 and like helping the police. Molly Reeder of Anderson Township is 23 years old. I'm proud of breaking a board with my bare hands when I was taking a martial arts class in middle school. It took months of practice until the ceremony, and it felt very good breaking a board. I also worked for the Norwood women's basketball team, running the shot clock, filling water bottles, and washing jerseys. I liked it because I built a family-like relationship with the team. Emily Hellman of Indian Hill, 27. I work for Green Acres, a nonprofit organization. I am the lucky one who gets to wake up every morning and go to work with horses. We do after-school riding lessons where we teach people how to ride horses. I started at Green Acres with an internship and have been working there for the past 4 or 5 years. I love my job and I love my boss. And there's a picture of her standing with her special horse. Annie Sublett of East Walnut Hills, 47. I am proud of working at the Cincinnati Zoo in the Reptile House and Insect House. I've been working there for almost 8 years. The people at the zoo are really nice. I also have a big family, 5 sisters and 3 brothers, but I am the youngest. I'm going to Denver soon to give the toast at my nephew's wedding. Alfred Ward of Delhi, 53 years old. Going to church is important to me because I want to go to heaven. I feel like this: you're not alive until you're dead, because where are you going to go for eternity? My uncle was a pastor, too. I go to Morningstar Baptist Church on Sundays with a friend of mine. I like hearing the words of the Holy Spirit. Now, you can contact the editorial team about sharing your voice. You can email them at magazine@hamiltondds.org. Again, that's magazine@hamiltondds.org. Next up, 5 questions with Ebony J., radio host and media personality. How did you build a brand outside of radio? And her response: it was hard. True radio is how you use your voice to make a difference. But I'm also me outside the radio station. Once I discovered my purpose, I went into the community and saw a need. Now I teach young entrepreneurs how to do media, and I teach children how to do podcasting. My supporters feel motivated and inspired. I want to leave a legacy behind. What drew you to radio? Since I was 5, I always said I wanted to be a teacher, a preacher, and on the radio. Growing up, I didn't have a lot of friends. I sang in the church choir and directed. At home, I would always listen to the radio. I practiced having my own show and teaching classes. As a survivor of sexual abuse, I always listened to the radio during that dark time. It kept me afloat. It felt like someone would be talking to me, that I had a friend. My goal was to be on the radio and save the world with my voice. I felt it was my calling. What's your favorite part of being a DJ and media personality? Connecting with the people. For me, it's not about the spotlight. It's about the information I'm sharing, motivating others, and the power that God has. I like being out in the community and seeing the people. How did you come up with your tagline, "The host that does the most"? When I was in college, people always used to say, "She's doing the most." At first it bothered me, but I learned it wasn't a bad thing and was my true calling. That's just who I am. It's not an average MC experience. I DJ, connect with guests, take selfies, and dance. That's where the host that does the most comes from. Tell us about being a founding committee member for the Cincinnati Black Music Hall of Fame. It was a lot of work. This project is important because we need to know our history. People from Cincinnati have done amazing things in the music industry. Our young artists now have something to look forward to, and it's become my new favorite place. I also learned more than I could imagine from Alicia Reese, who is very passionate, and showed me dreams can come true. Up next, self-care as the seasons change. This is by Dr. Lauren Jones. As the sunny days of summer fade into the cooler, shorter days of fall and winter, people can sometimes experience short periods of feeling sad, down, or just not themselves. They often feel better with the return of spring. If you find yourself longing for sunny days this winter, here are some simple ways to practice self-care and give yourself a cold weather pick-me-up. Get some sun with the appropriate UV sun protection, of course. Spend time outdoors when you can or sit near windows when indoors. Keep moving if you can and get regular exercise through yoga, walks, or other physical activity. Get your rest and eat healthy meals. Getting enough sleep, drinking enough water, and eating balanced, nutritious meals can boost your mood and are important for staying healthy all year long. Stay active and connected to other people. Try a new hobby, volunteer, do group activities, or get together with family or friends. Keep warm. Staying warm can reduce the winter blues by half. Try drinking some tea or snuggling under blankets. Make a list of simple things that you enjoy or find relaxing. Your list could include listening to a favorite upbeat song, drawing, keeping a gratitude journal, looking up beautiful nature pictures or places you'd like to travel, learning new dances or mindfulness breathing activities. Choose a fun or relaxing activity from your list when you are feeling bored or stressed, or schedule regular times for self-care activities a few days a week. And a reminder that you're listening to My Life Magazine for the fall of 2023, a publication of the Hamilton County Developmental Disability Services, HCDDS. I'm Charlie Van Sant. Great to be here with you. Up next, Hit the Trail, Perfect Places for Fall Foliage. This is by Peter Osborne. Autumn offers plenty of destinations in Hamilton County to enjoy the vibrant colors of fall leaves. Great parks have a variety of trails to enjoy the crisp air of the season. Some allow you to get up close to nature, while others encourage you to stand back and take in magical views. The Pin Oak Trail at Farbach Werner Nature Preserve is perfect for people who want to hike over even terrain. This accessible-to-all trail is home to a surprising variety of habitats and wildlife. You'll enjoy a variety of colors as you take a quick 0.6-mile jaunt through a second-growth forest, over a prairie, and around a pond habitat. The Wood Duck Trail at Mitchell Memorial Forest is a serene 1-mile nature trail on a secluded route through the forest. You can look for the barred owl seen in the area or simply let your mind wander while enjoying vibrant fall foliage. You're surrounded by history when you enter the Miami Fort Trail and earthwork at Shawnee Lookout. The earthwork was built by the Adena and Hopewell cultures dating back to nearly 3,000 years ago. At the overlook of this hilly 1.4-mile nature trail is a spectacle of colors. You'll also get a breathtaking view of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky at the confluence of the Great Miami and Ohio rivers. The Garden Loop Trail meanders through many habitats found in Glenwood Gardens. The 1.1-mile paved trail is particularly beautiful in the evening, right before sunset. As you cross over the water, take a moment to look at the distinctive bridge built with local stones, some with fossils from ancient sea creatures that lived in Hamilton County millions of years ago. The trailhead to the Trout Lily Trail at Withrow Nature Preserve gives way to a canopy of colorful fall foliage. Put your mind at ease when you enter this mature hardwood forest. This 1.7-mile nature trail takes you to an overlook on the Ohio River, the perfect place to soak in the autumn colors. And there's a picture showing some people heading down a trail in one of the many parks, and a caption underneath the picture: the more than 80 miles of trails at great parks are just as fun after the leaves fall to the ground. Winter events include holidays on the farm at Parkey's Farm, the winter hike series at various sites, and the Maple Syrup Festival at Farbach Werner Nature Preserve. You can visit greatparks.org for details. Again, the website greatparks.org. Let's take a look at the My Life calendar. The Ohio Renaissance Festival, now through October 29th in Waynesville. Lively shows, food and drink, and unique shops transport you back in time to the days of knights and queens. The website is renfestival.com. That's Ren, R-E-N, festival.com. Synergy Conference, October 4 through 6 at Kalahari Resorts. An event designed to create connections that encourage collaboration, innovation, and growth. More information, synergyohio.org. That's synergyohio.org, and Synergy is spelled S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y. Show of Hands Cabaret, October 13th, Northside Lounge. A special performance from local artists and people who created their own puppets during an art workshop. And you can find out more, visionariesandvoices.com. Visionariesandvoices.com. Mindfulness Class, October 17th. It's a virtual meeting on Zoom. Join a Project Care self-advocate who leads a session on mindfulness. Email projectcare at ywcacin.org for details. Again, you can email projectcare at ywcacin.org. Fall on the Farm, now to October 31st. Blooms and Berries. Enjoy hayrides, a petting farm, picking out pumpkins and other fall traditions. More information, bloomsandberries.com. Again, that's bloomsandberries.com. She Screams Without Sound, October 24th, Hamilton County Courthouse. A candlelight vigil to honor victims of domestic violence, both known and unknown, and celebrate survivors. More information, ywcacincinnati.org. Again, that's ywcacincinnati.org. TAP Open House, October 28th at the UC Main Campus. Thinking about college? Don't miss University of Cincinnati Open House and the chance to learn all about UC and the Transition and Access Program, TAP, T-A-P. For more information, bit.ly/2023 UCTAP Open House. I'll run that by one more time. That's bit.ly/2023 UCTA Open House. Ringling Brothers Circus, October 27 through the 29. Heritage Bank Center. A spectacle of superhuman feats pushing the limits of possibility and thrilling fans of all generations. More information, ringling.com/tickets. Again, that's ringling.com/tickets. Fun Fest and Halloween Haunts, now to October 29th at King's Island. Enjoy fun fall activities, specialty food, and craft beers during the day before the amusement park transforms into an immersive and spooky Halloween attraction. More information, visit kingsisland.com. Again, that's visit kingsisland.com. Celebrating Billy Joel, November 4th at the Taft Theater. This tribute show celebrates the songs and the style of Billy Joel with a set list filled with his greatest hits. More information, thetafttheater.org. That's thetafttheater.org. Festival of Lights, November 17th through January 7th at the Cincinnati Zoo. Wonder at the 4 million LED lights with roaming characters beginning at 5 p.m. nightly. More information, cincinnatizoo.org. That's cincinnatizoo.org. In-gallery chat, November 18, Cincinnati Art Museum. A certified American Sign Language ASL interpreter joins an art museum docent on the third Saturday each month for a free tour of one of the special exhibitions. More information, cincinnatiartmuseum.org. That's cincinnatiartmuseum.org. And finally, Crafting Circle, November 21st at Deer Park Library. Meet other makers in your community and enjoy an evening of music and mingling. Bring your own project or use provided materials. More information on the Crafting Circle, chpl.org. chpl.org. And that's going to wrap it up for My Life magazine for fall of 2023. My Life is a publication of Hamilton County Developmental Disability Services, HCDDS. Our magazine empowers people with independent life skills, shares success stories, and promotes opportunities for advocacy and making connections. It's created by and for people with developmental disabilities. I'm Charlie Van Sant. A great pleasure to share my life with you. And we'll look forward to speaking with you again during the winter edition of My Life magazine. Have a great fall.